Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, my name's Anita Brecker. I'm one of Dr. Picard's patients, and I'd like to make an appointment to see him. I need to get my teeth cleaned. It's been about 6 months since my last visit.
Hi, Ms. Brecker. Let's see. The first available time I have is Monday the 16th at 8 a.m. Is that good for you?
No, I can't make it then. I'd wind up being late for work. Do you have an opening late in the afternoon? Preferably after 5. If not, are there any openings over the weekend? It's tough for me to get time off work on weekdays.
Number 32. What is true about Ms. Brecker? Number 33. Why does Ms. Brecker turn down an appointment for the 16th? Number 34. What does Ms. Brecker say is difficult? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hello. Bert, I'm still on the ground in the departure lounge. My flight's been delayed due to a flat tire.
What? A flat tire? That's weird.
I know, right? It's the first time I've heard of a plane getting one. Well, anyway, they just told us they are putting us up in a hotel for the night. Hopefully we'll leave first thing tomorrow morning.
Okay. Glad to hear you're okay. But do you think you'll be back in time for your presentation tomorrow? That's at 3. We've all been looking forward to seeing it. It would be a shame to have to reschedule.
Number 35. Where is the woman? Number 36. What is the man's concern? Number 37. What does the woman mean when she says,
I know, right?
Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
I've just been offered a position as a senior consultant with the Violet Group. I'd be working with their clients in the Middle East.
Congratulations! Sounds like a great opportunity. Are you going to take it?
That's the problem. It would mean moving to Saudi Arabia. I'm sure my wife won't mind, but I'm worried about my kids. They'd have to leave all their friends behind.
True. But at the same time, it'll be an adventure for them. They'll get to learn a new culture, a new language. I'm sure they'll make new friends in no time. It'll be okay.
Number 38. What does the woman find out about the man? Number 39. What worry does the man have? Number 40. What best describes the woman's personality? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Stacy. Sorry to bother you, but my air conditioner's broken. My office is so hot, I can't stand it. Who would I talk to about getting that fixed? I'm still trying to figure out who does what around here.
That would be Justin in the facility management department.
And where would I find the facility management department?
in the basement.
Number 41. What is probably true about the man? Number 42. What does the man imply about the problem? Number 43. What will the man probably do next? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hello. I'm calling about your advertisement for a used car for sale. Is it still available?
Yes, it is. Would you like to come over to look at it?
Yes. And if I could, I'd like to take it for a drive. When's the best time for you?
Well, I have a couple of people already scheduled for this morning. Why don't you call again in a couple of hours, sometime around noon? And if it's not sold by then, we can arrange for you to stop by at maybe one or two.
Number 44. What does the man want to know about the car? Number 45. When is this conversation probably taking place? Number 46. What has the woman asked the man to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Derek. I thought I asked you to contact the maintenance office about our recycling bins.
Yeah, I did. I called and spoke to them yesterday. They said they'd be emptied overnight. Wait, are you telling me that didn't happen?
It didn't happen. And now the recycling bins haven't been emptied in over a week. It's piling up. We can't have that. Could you please find out what's going on? Tell them this needs to get taken care of.
Number 47. What does the man mean when he says,
"Yeah, I did"?
Number 48. Why is the man surprised? Number 49. What will the man probably do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Cheryl. I can't remember, but did Christine schedule today's meeting with George and Jeff for 1 or 1:30?
You mean tomorrow at 2:30 in the conference room.
Tomorrow? I thought it was today. I've been like this all week, getting things mixed up. I'll be glad when this project's finally over.
Yeah, me too. We're all exhausted.
Number 50. What time is the meeting? Number 51. Who organized the meeting? Number 52. What is probably true about the speakers? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I don't understand it. I sent my payment in 3 weeks ago, and my bank statement shows my account debited by the payment amount, but my current phone bill shows that I owe you for last month. Your records must be in error.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not sure what happened. If you'll hold for a moment, I'll get my supervisor on the line. She should be able to straighten this out.
Yes, I'll hold. Thank you.
Sir? I've got my supervisor on the line.
Hello, my name's Sophia Daphnis. I'm looking at your account history and I think I found the problem. Your last payment was received after the due date and just after the current bill went out, which is why your last payment doesn't show up on the current bill.
So, you're saying you actually got my last payment?
Yes, sir. You don't owe anything other than the amount due for this month. Just the current charges.
Number 53. What does the man claim? Number 54. What did the supervisor do? Number 55. What does the man find out? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
I'm worried about our deadline. I'm not sure we'll be able to meet it without hiring some extra help.
I know, I'm worried too. We should at least hire some temporary help to do the data entry.
I agree. There's a lot of data entry to do, and I certainly don't have the time to do it, and neither do you.
Yeah, that's not a good use of time for either of us. Let's go talk to the boss and see if we can get this to happen sooner rather than later.
Number 56. What are the speakers worried about? Number 57. What do the speakers agree on? Number 58. What will the speakers probably do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Paul's retiring at the end of the month. Why don't we throw a retirement party for him? Or at least have some kind of informal thing, maybe in the break room. I mean, we should do something, don't you think? He's been working here for, 20 years. We should do something nice for him.
I agree. And yeah, I think it should be something informal rather than a big party. We can keep it simple and just get a cake and some soft drinks, something like that. I like the break room idea. Or maybe the conference room, it's bigger. Sarah, what do you think?
Well, we can do a little better than just cake and soft drinks. How about some sandwiches or pizza? Nothing too fancy, but more than just snacks or whatever.
Pizza's good. That's easy and not too expensive. We can have it delivered so it's still hot. And the conference room would be best, definitely.
Yeah, I like that idea too. So we're talking about having cake, some soft drinks, and some pizzas in the conference room. Let's see, we'll also need things like paper plates, cups, napkins, that kind of stuff. But I think we have most of that already in the supply cabinet.
Okay, great. Sounds like a plan.
Number 59. What will the speakers celebrate? Number 60. What do the speakers agree about the party? Number 61. Where will the celebration be held? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
I overheard you tell John that you recently moved here from Seattle. I'm originally from Kirkland, Washington, right next door.
Sure, I know Kirkland. That's great.
So, how did you wind up here in Atlanta? Were you working for the company there in the Seattle office?
Yes, for about a year. They transferred me here about 2 months ago. How about you?
Same thing. The company offered me a promotion to a senior position, but one of the terms was that I had to move here. I wasn't sure I'd like Atlanta. But I've been here almost 3 years now. I like it.
Me too. So far, Atlanta's been a good place to live.
Number 62. Why did the woman start talking to the man? Number 63. What do the speakers have in common? Number 64. What does the man mean when he says,
"Me too"?
Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and conference schedule.
Do any of these talks interest you? I've never heard of most of the speakers, and to be honest, most of the titles sound kind of dull.
Yeah, I agree. Though the one at 10 should be interesting. I used to work with Maureen, and she's a good speaker. The rest, I don't know. Yeah, none of them seem all that exciting.
Yeah, the only one I actually want to see is at 11:30.
Megan's talk? Oh, I guess you didn't hear. Apparently, she has the flu, so she's not giving it. Somebody named Leo Williams is giving it instead. Never heard of him.
Oh, that's too bad. I was hoping to talk to her afterwards. She wrote an article I read a few months ago, and I had some questions about it.
Number 65. What do the speakers imply about the talks? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which talk will Leo Williams be giving? Number 67. Why is the man disappointed? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and receipt.
Good morning, ma'am. How can I help you?
Hi, yeah. I bought the wrong size batteries here yesterday. I meant to get 4 packages of AA batteries, but I don't know, I guess I wasn't paying attention and grabbed 2 packages of AAAs by mistake. I was hoping I could exchange the 2 AAAs for 2 AAs. I have my receipt.
Okay, great. But the AAs are $1 more per pack, so you'll have to pay the difference.
Oh yes, of course, that's no problem.
Okay, so I'll keep the AAAs up here. Why don't you go get the AAs and bring them up to the register? I'll ring you up when we're ready. It'll be $2.
Number 68. Why has the woman brought back some of the batteries? Number 69. Look at the graphic. How much did each pack of batteries being exchanged cost? Number 70. How much will the woman pay?